Welcome back to Vancouver FM. A little bit of Japanese trance there for you. Yuji Ono, Transcendence, and now we're listening to Micro Mist. Super cool stuff from the Micro Mist EP. Came out 4 years ago on Revolt. Super, super cool stuff. Heading into the fourth quarter of this year's Listener Appreciation Week. Thank you so much to all my listeners out there, whether you catch the show on good old terrestrial broadcast on 90.1 FM on your frequency megahertz, well, frequency modulation 90.1 megahertz, cgsf.ca. There's also a streaming link on bitcouver.com and podcast format on soundcloud.com/bitcouver. Cool, cool, cool stuff. As much as I love that, we got more stuff for you now. This one, brand new, from Disposable Planet, out of New Jersey. And I'll read it in my best Jersey accent, because I used to live there. Disposable Planet, Jersey. Track of chiptunes to divert the evil eye. Funky grooves to the universe at war with you. Ambient music to quell early 21st century paranoia. Don't forget your complimentary motel bath towel. From the new album, The Color of Television by Disposable Planet, this is Hideo. Certified Vaporwave Classic, Private Caller by Saint Pepsi. so much for tuning in here. Bikum. We're going to carry out the rest of the program with some favorites. We shared some new stuff. We'll be back with more new music next week for sure. But since it is Listener Appreciation Week, we want to play things that listeners appreciate. St. Pepsi, of course, being one of those, one of the classic vaporwave artists. There was a time in the mid-2010s when I was super heavy into vaporwave. There even used to be a vaporwave radio program broadcast on one of our sister stations around CITR out of BBC 101.9. Big shout-outs. Night Drive 95, hosted by John Connell. And I even phoned in one time, and actually two times, managed to win two vaporwave cassettes, and they are prized possessions in my music library. So, phone in, you know. There might be cassette drives. Definitely during Fun Drive, we have some prizes for you to win, some donation thank yous kind of thing, and that'll be coming up later in the fall, so stick with us throughout the spring and the summer and as we move into the rainy season. But right now, it's just cold weather out right now. It's, you know, getting close to 20 centigrade. So good. Love me some springtime Vancouver weather. The lilacs are blooming. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. This next one goes as a shout-out to Mom Coover again. We're going to play a little bit of Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle. So Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle was a Game Boy game, and it's, again, Coover is an OG gamer. She played Pong, the original Pong, in the San Jose arcade back in the 70s. So put your quarters up, everybody. And Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle was a game that we had on Game Boy. And Pinky Narf and I, who are brother and sister, we both had a Game Boy Color. And I played mine so much that I broke it. And Pinky Narf's a little bit more respectful with her technology. Shout-outs to Ham Hams Unite, Hamtaro Ham Hams Unite, amazing game. We've played the soundtrack multiple times here on here, but Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle. I'll see if I can find the one that we're thinking of here from the OST. That one's pretty good. This one here, maybe? No, let's keep searching here. Maybe it's the map theme one. Oh, you know what it is? I think it's the title theme, Mom Coover. No, maybe it's not. Maybe it's just Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's the first one. So. Why don't we do a little bit of live searching, a little bit of research here. Bugs Bunny, Crazy Castle, OST. And let's do the menu theme. Stage theme, this one maybe. It's not the one I'm thinking of, you know? I'm trying to find it. Maybe it was the Game Boy Crazy Castle. Let's, because this is Super Nintendo, and you know, as a lot of games did, they got ported over to portable games here. Let's go. Yeah. So good. Early brick stages? Concrete stages? I feel like it was Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle 2, though, if I'm gonna be honest. We will find it. Hold on. Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle 2 Game Boy OST. The one we were just on. That's the password. That's the password theme. That's the map theme. The overworld theme. Pinky Nerf says it was Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle 2, and I believe her. I feel like it was Background Music 1. It's not the music we're thinking of, you know? Okay, I'm gonna do a little more digging, and while we're waiting, we're gonna listen to a little bit of chiptune here. By NASA from Japan. And I'm gonna go see if I can dig up that Crazy Castle one. We'll be right back here on Vancouver FM. We'll do some live research. Thank you. discovered it. It was actually Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle 3. So, Bunny Crazy Castle 2, but the music that we're looking for is actually from Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle 3, Game Boy Color, OST. We've been also listening to a wonderful track. It's got some kanji there. I will need to translate that. But a new album coming out came out in April of this year. So good. Okay, we're gonna fade this down. And this one, let's see, garden level. Oh yeah, it was Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle 3 for the Game Boy Color, the garden level. Big shout out to Mom Cougar. We're gonna play this one, and then we're gonna play a Katamari Damacy one to end out our program. See, research, everybody. I will find the music for you, because you are a listener of Vancouver FM. It's Listener Appreciation Week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Without you, I would just be yelling into the void, which is fun. I do that from time to time. Yes, Pinky Narf, 3. We thought it was 2, but it was actually 3. So we're going to have to see if we can find another cart, because I think the game that I have that I got at the Retro Games Expo a couple years ago was just Crazy Castle 2. So we definitely need to expand our collection of the Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle physicals. So, but this is definitely the one that we're thinking of. So good. Fantastic. From Kemco. And of course, you know, licensed to all Get Up from Warner Brothers. Whatever. Nintendo had the money, they could do that. Alright, let's enjoy Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle 3, the garden level. You're listening to Vancouver FM, Listener Appreciation Week. Thank you for being a listener. Thank you for being patient while we find you rare Game Boy Color OSTs. Shout out to Mom Cougar, shout out to Pinky Narf, shout out to the Wizard Wops, shout out to Bees, shout out to Mechatron, shout out to Plastic Owl, shout out to Monoloquius, shout out to Daimyo, shout out to everybody that has helped us up at the station, all the programmers, but most importantly during this week, shout out to you, the listener, for tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM, and of course, every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m., tuning in to Vancouver FM. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our last track of the night, the ending theme from Katamari Damacy, the amazing soundtrack, Katamari Fortissimo Damacy. This is Katamari of Love. Thank you so much to everybody who's tuned in tonight. It's been a good listener appreciation week. I hope you tune in to CJSF 90.1 FM throughout the entire week. Lots of amazing programming coming up for you. Of course, stick around for more overnight programming here, and we'll catch you next week, every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. on Vancouver FM, Synthesize with Nostalgia.
Thank you for listening to CJSF. That's it. Thanks.